This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
People at the forefront of the collusion investigation, Peter Stuck, not only had a hand in interviewing Cheryl Mills, Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, and General Flynn, he was also involved in the anti-Trump dossier and the Hillary email investigation. A Fox News national security strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, now calling out the investigation for being corrupt.
It means that this whole investigation is a sham. It is a house of cards, and it should be closed down tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. You don't have to agree with the President of the United States. I was an employee of the Department of Defense for 6 years under President Obama. I did not vote for him. But the fact is, this is a senior law enforcement official who wasn't just a bureaucrat. This was an individual who has been tasked to investigate a sitting president who, if these texts are confirmed, he considers, he agrees with the person he's texting, is a loathsome individual. How does that mean you're going to investigate him? What is your axe to grind, and how are you an impartial peace officer if that is your opinion of the most senior member of our government? It is an utter outrage, Sean.
Well, this is an absolute tatters is what it all comes down to. Sebastian Gorka, of course, who's been with us many times, commenting on the latest information that has been outed regarding, you know, the whole Mueller investigation. You know, we knew the flags initially, Scott, when they went up, when you realized that so many of the people associated with this special counsel, the team that he had selected, so many people were, you know, tied, had, you know, links to the Clinton Foundation, everything. I mean, it's just like, you know, Democratic operatives, people that have supported Democratic policies. And then, of course, with Stroke, you start seeing these tweets that are going out. And I mean, my goodness, they are just, it is amazing. And you've got this guy as one of your leads in handling the investigation. This has prejudice all over the place on this. And, you know, this is where Mueller, I mean, and this is what cracks me up. You know, you hear Democrats that are still wanting to carry the water for Bob Mueller and assume that, you know, everything is still, you know, according to Hoyle. He's still this great objective, you know, instrument of justice. And but he's being tainted by all this. And I'm sure that he realizes this, unless he's going to play the card that James Comey played and others have played, that, you know, they're just too big. And there's no way that they're going to be found out. And, you know, he's just going to write off of his past glories and the innuendo and suggestion and image that he's had, that he's been this rather unbiased, great guy. And, of course, that always bothers me when they lead off with this. And, of course, the talking points from the Democrats are exactly that. That's what they want to insist on. They don't want to look at the possibilities of where this investigation is going after all the prejudice and the bias is being exposed here. I mean, are we really going to get something? I mean, we've already paid, we the people, we've paid over $7 million for this circus. And what do we have? We've got the one guy who's been convicted, you know, been charged, Mike Flynn, which they broke the law to begin with, and there's no, you know, as far as I can tell, nobody's checking out to see who unmasked Michael Flynn. There's lots of suggestion and innuendo, but we're kind of like, okay, well, you know, Flynn's kind of the scapegoat, and we'll just let him die on the vine there and ruin his 35-plus, you know, years of career and service to this country. It is... Well, hey, I mean, to say it's amazing is the understatement of the year. But this is our government today, and this is what Donald Trump is talking about in draining the swamp. This is the peddling. This is the influencing, selling, and the pay-to-play that has been going on. And this is what makes America not so great. I'm Bill Martinez, 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You still hear Merry Christmas, because we're independent that way. We've never stopped saying it. And for those of you, because of your faith, that you know, the appropriate salutation is Happy Holiday. We say Happy Holiday to you for all due respect, because there is absolutely something real special about this time of the year, as you would, you understand. It's the time of goodwill toward men. And this is in the face of all this wackiness and meanness that's happening in our political process and around our world. And my prayer for us this holiday season is that we would just breathe. We would breathe and realize that, hey, look, we're in this all together. Though there would be forces that would want to bifurcate us and divide us into clans and tribes, that's not what the United States is, America is all about. Charles Barkley, I will tell you, and I think that you're a bit maybe misguided, and you may say that about me, but I'm looking for the higher ideal, and I'm looking for the higher ideal that that's wishes goodwill toward all men. That's what this is all about. And I know Charles Barkley ultimately does as well. Greg Roman is with us right now, and always good to have Greg here as part of the show. He's the director of the Middle East Forum, has consulted on American Middle East policy with D.C. lawmakers for the past 5 years, and previously served as the political advisor to the deputy foreign minister of Israel, worked for the Israeli Ministry of Defense. So that's to say that Greg, for the last 5 years, has been able to survive the sharks in the swamp, huh, Greg?
Yeah, you get stuck in the mud sometimes, but as long as the quicksand doesn't catch you, you get out.
Well, fortunately, when you're pursuing truth, and that is your objective, you know, it kind of keeps you a little bit above the fray. It gets on you, but, you know, it's you know, it's just what it is right now. And I'm hoping that with the exposure that and the light that's on our elected officials, that maybe we might be able to deal with some of these problems and truly drain the swamp that President Trump is has been suggesting that has been long overdue.
Yeah, I think that, you know, depending on whether you're looking at the domestic or the foreign policy agenda of the White House and those individuals in Congress who are focused on protecting American interests, both here at home and the region I focus on, the Middle East, mm-hmm. we find that bar a few, most of them have the country's interests at heart and not their own personal interests.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to get to what they call the fourth estate. And I'm not talking about the media in the White House per se. I'm talking about middle management, U.S. government bureaucracy, mm-hmm. which has been acting as kind of an impediment implementing some of these policies. When we come up on 1 year of the Trump administration, there's some things that we have to look at in terms of successes, some unfilled campaign promises, and some things they have to improve upon. But on the all, I give them a passing grade.
Well, I'm encouraged to hear you say that, because you're right there in the midst and amongst them. so you can get a, you know, and that's one thing that I hear repeatedly, even from, you know, former FBI agents, that they're saddened by what's happening to their institution for the sake of, as you say, the middle managers and the downline officers who uphold the righteousness, if we can say that, the integrity of the FBI. It's been some of these outliers, upper management types, that somehow have been infected to think that they know better, and that somehow that the Constitution didn't mean what it says, and that, you know, they shouldn't be beholden to the Constitution, that they should act like their own little lords of the manor.
Right. I mean, and once you get to a certain position within any agency, you consider a fiefdom to be sometimes yours when it's actually the American people's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are checks and balances in place, including a pending Office of the Inspector General from the Justice Department report that's coming out exactly about the, I don't want to call it the rife hypocrisy or ineptitude of some elements within federal law enforcement. But first, let's look at the entry-level folks.
Right.
Rank and file FBI agents and every other of the dozens of federal law enforcement agencies are doing their job, putting their life on the line on a day-to-day basis. So we can't really attach any blame to them. And it's unfair, I think, to criticize the institution of the FBI due to the fact that 99.9% of the folks who are serving there are serving the American agenda rather than their own. But it really only takes a few rotten apples to ruin the whole bunch.
Yeah, but it's amazing the layers of upper management, though, that is being exposed here, Greg. And just like in the same argument about Muslims here in America, you know, the moderate Muslims that only want peace and opportunity to practice their faith in freedom like everybody else, then we say, hey, you got to step up and protect your turf. And I would say to those downline agents, you got to step up. If you see something that is not happening right, that is consistent with our U.S. Constitution and the values of your institution, you got to speak up. And that takes a lot of courage, just like what we're finding out, you know, when we talk about all the sexual harassment that has been taking place from east to west, and particularly in the Capitol. You know, it's absolutely disgusting, but it requires courage. And this is what's being exposed right now, is there's been a lack of courage, and I say that with due respect. I'm not trying to, I mean, I can appreciate, you know, you're looking to hold on to a job, you know, 99% of the people are going along to get along, and they just kind of turn ahead. And they've been doing this for years, and now here we've got a huge problem on our hands. And this is, I believe, part and parcel and representative of, other ills that are in our government today.
Right, and I think that if you look at specific agents that have come forward, including the new director of the FBI, who I believe was an outside appointment, and a few other folks who are serving right now as the FBI liaison to the National Counterterrorism Center, the FBI liaison to the National Security Council, these folks are cooperating with the elected officials to ensure that their agencies are reformed from within, rather than having to worry about a government inquiry that will become a political cudgel against our nation's vanguard in terms of our domestic law enforcement capability. So my urging is, as you said beforehand, you have a certain responsibility to clean your own house before mm-hmm. you start investigating and inviting other folks. And I think that they are doing that. I just think you got to give it a little bit of time, because the folks that were in there, this isn't necessarily a fair description, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mm. The Obama plants that were put into these different agencies and who were able to gain promotion because of their cooperating, whether it was shutting down the U.S. instruction of trying to identify what Islamism was doing to this country, the shutting down of Justice Department cases against domestic faith-based groups who are actually cooperating with and promoting the agendas of terrorist organizations, or those other groups that were unfortunately using warrants mm-hmm. for one express purpose and actually using it for political purposes rather than national security purposes through the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence and Surveillance Courts. Mm-hmm. And these are real big dilemmas that have to be investigated from within by the OIG. And when those recommendations are made public, they should go before Congress.
Well, Greg, I disagree with you only slightly in terms of the statement that's made. I know you want to be gentle, and everybody's been real careful tiptoeing around former President Barack Obama's administration, and I believe that that is added to the problem. People have said repeatedly since his since he left the White House that he had left landmines all over the place. That is a fact. We got to call it for what it is if we're going to address it.
Life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Martinez live.
The lights on my tree.
Okay, back in the days when you could hope for next year that all these troubles would be out of sight. But, you know, they keep mounting up. And what seems to be, you know, bubbling up through all this is the consistency of the, I guess, the lawlessness that is spread across this country. Greg Roman is with us, director of the Middle East Forum, who's consulted on American Middle East policy with D.C. lawmakers for the past 5 years. And, Greg, that seems to be, you know, to me, the common element in all these issues, whether you deal with, a border wall, sanctuary cities, immigration, you know, tax reform, time and again, we get back to that that stumbling block, which is we have people within our government, as we were talking about earlier, that somehow want to avoid the rule of law or accommodate their own special exception. And we do that at great cost. And it's no wonder that America today says we are in chaos. I mean, to the point that anywhere 6, 7 out of 10 people say that America is on the wrong track.
If you remember during the Obama years, there was this prerogative that the president said that he had, that he could enforce other laws less equally than those in which he decided to enforce more, as in, for instance, federal drug statutes dealing with drug crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said that he would focus American law enforcement resources top priority on terrorism, and he would dedicate the least amount of resources, or he would instruct federal law enforcement agencies to pursue, what they call prosecutorial discretion. Mm-hmm. I guess he's going to call it law enforcement discretion dealing with smaller issues. Now, that's something that people publicly knew about, but it also applied to things like DACA, the deferred admissions for children of aliens. It also applied to some terrorism trials that we are only going to be hearing about. My organization, the Middle East Forum, has filed somewhere in the avenue of between 16 and 18 different lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act, and we've exposed some pretty chilling content. One that comes to mind is the U.S. government's funding of American Islamist organizations, for instance, the Islamic Society of North America, which its leadership has openly supported Hezbollah and Hamas. When this was made public, the Trump administration cut those grants and ensured that a check wasn't cut one more time. So I think you have an opportunity here to confront that, I guess they call it flexible rigidity, flexibility in interpreting the law, rigidity in that which they were interpreting in their own terms. And we're moving in the right direction on that, but we really still have a lot more work to do.
Well, this has been off point for a long time, as you say, and we've had 8 years of the Obama doctrine that has compromised and promoted lawlessness in our country. And like anything, when you realize you got a problem, you know, it's going to take some time to heal it. And Donald Trump has begun to pull back on this. I think, you know, looking in, you know, with what's going on between Israel and the Palestinians, the big problem I see still is that we're giving Palestinians, 300, $400 million that interestingly coincides, with the payments that they make to people who have killed Israelis, and they honor them as heroes. Well, how do we negotiate with people that want you dead or gone? I mean, what are you negotiating? Your demise?
Right, and it's not that they've just killed Israelis. They've killed and maimed American citizens, too.
Exactly.
A piece of legislation right now in the U.S. Congress is called the Taylor Force Act. It's named after a West Point graduate that served tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was studying for his MBA at Vanderbilt University. He was on a study tour, walking with his girlfriend in Tel Aviv, was stabbed to death by Palestinian terrorists. That individual now is entitled to a salary of somewhere close to $3,000 a month for the rest of his life. If this legislation passes, that terrorist won't be financed by U.S. taxpayer dollars anymore.
Yeah, amazing. He gets $3,000 a month. And what is the family of the of our soldier who was murdered? What are they getting?
They get Israeli sympathy, and that's it. And unfortunately, to be fair, he's entitled to payment from the Israeli Victims Fund. But the way that the paradigm works here is that the Israelis give support to the victims of terrorism. The Palestinians are paying the terrorists.
Yes, exactly.
So, look, President Trump has to deal with a statement that was made by Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority this morning, where Abbas essentially said the U.S. has removed itself from being an honest interlocutor in the peace process. If that's the case, I think the U.S. government should say that it's time for Mahmoud Abbas to leave office, just like Yasser Arafat was called upon to resign by George Bush about 14 years ago at the height of the Second Intifada, the wave of violence that was striking Israel back in the early 2000s. So, you know, this administration has got to get tough. They started last week with the Jerusalem embassy recognition, and I think it's about time to continue that by delegitimizing the Palestinian leadership, who's largely responsible for the waves of violence that's been plaguing that region for the last 34 years.
Exactly. Well, how can we negotiate with people like Abbas? I mean, they're fixed in their perspective, you know, and this goes back to Yasser Arafat, who said that anybody that gave up anything to the Israelis was an infidel, and they and their families should be absolutely destroyed. You know, at one point, Benjamin Netanyahu offered up 97% of the points that the Palestinians wanted, and they couldn't accept it because they needed to have 100%. So how?
Former Israeli prime ministers like Ehud Barak and Ariel Sharon offered 100%. What were they given in return? A no. The Palestinians were even given more than they asked for.
Yeah.
They still said no. There's a an effort right now going on, both in Congress and in the Israeli Knesset, their parliament, called the Congressional and Knesset Israel Victory Caucuses. Mm-hmm. The idea being that instead of having a solution which is predicated on both sides being treated equally, that wars end when one side loses. They recognize defeat.
Mm-hmm.
So the Palestinians can be brought to the point that they recognize that 100 years of rejecting the idea of living side by side with Jews, that doesn't have to be in the same state. But mm-hmm. too many people spend time focusing on final status issues when the Palestinians don't even have a society that's ready for peace yet.
Exactly.
So, there's 35 members of Congress, 28 members of the Knesset that are moving on this. It's a bipartisan issue in the United States, a multipartisan issue in the Knesset. There's 13 parties there. 8 of the parties are signed up for it. And I think that there's a new sheriff in town, if you want to look.
Without a doubt. Well, he shook things up.
He shook
things up last week with the announcement, as expected, that we would be moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, something that had been passed back in the 90s. Presidents have promised on every campaign trail, and go figure, Donald Trump fulfills this promise.
Right. I mean, listen, it was passed by 373 members of the House in 95. It was passed by 90 members of the Senate, with five voting against it. I don't know what the other five were. But this has been a bipartisan. Now, let's even call it this. It's been a nonpartisan issue in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Most politicians, 90 to 95% of American politicians, have been able to agree on it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it was effectuated by the president, all of a sudden started creating partisan hostility towards him. But I got to give credit where credit's due. Steny Hoyer, the House Minority Leader, and Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader. Steny Hoyer, the House Minority Whip, and Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, both gave Trump credit for it. So there can still be a little bit of bipartisanship left in Washington. It should stay that way on Middle East security issues.
Wouldn't that be nice, huh? All we want for Christmas and Hanukkah and the holiday is bipartisanship, huh? And then we might get America back on track and really, truly do something about making America great again. Greg Roman, as always, appreciate the perspective. Feel better, buddy. And we'll be talking to you. Thank you so much. Okay. Happy holidays to you. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here live coming at you. We've got more coming up right after this.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artist starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friend Prince Royce and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags Live Unlimited and contest.
Enter at sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
America's favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting.
You have no idea what kind of responsibility it has on my shoulders to become America's favorite Mexican. So I thought we'd play a little bit of Hanukkah music, you know. No, of course, I'm kidding. Scott just fell off his chair 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Hanukkah, by the way. And I appreciate my dear friend Bob Cook in California, who's on his way to Tennessee. We may join up with him in Franklin, where he lives part-time these days. And he reminded me, he goes, "Hey, knucklehead, don't forget Hanukkah, you know, started last night. And it goes through next Wednesday, December the 20th. So happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends and family. Appreciate you joining us today. Right now, we're going to talk about the flu. You know, it's one of those things that we overlook. You know, it comes every year. Some people get their flu shots, some don't. And don't realize that unless you've really had a true life experience dealing with flu, and by I mean a true life, I mean an adversarial type experience, like one of our guests, Cerise Murata and her family, you just kind of go along. You say, okay, you know, be kind of casual with us. But, you know, what this segment is all about is we need to talk to our doctor and get the facts about protecting our family from the flu. And with us, we have Dr. Leonard Friedland. And as I mentioned, Cerise Murata is with us. And it's all about helping to protect your family from the flu this winter season. Dr. Friedland and Cerise, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Well, I'll tell you, the weather, it's been snapping around here. I mean, I'm in Florida right now. I mean, you know, it's been in the 40s. This is not like Florida. And then, you know, of course, it's not cold enough. So the wife unit and I are heading up north to New York, where it's 10 degrees with a wind chill factor. So these radical changes, doctor, in temperature really make it, you know, really add to the contagious aspect of the flu virus, right?
Yes, and good morning. And just I want to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Leonard Friedland, a pediatrician and vaccine researcher at GSK Vaccine. And it's flu season right now. Every year, flu season usually starts around December timeframe and goes through the spring. And we're all at risk for influenza. This is a contagious disease caused by a virus called influenza. We call it flu for short.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not your common cold. This is an illness that really just stops people from what they're doing. High fevers, muscle aches, trouble breathing. And occasionally it can get much worse. Over 200,000 hospitalizations on average each year in the United States. And some years, 10,000, if not more, people can die from this illness. And Charisse can tell you about how this illness has impacted her family.
Yeah.
And we're all at risk for influenza. This is spread from person to person, from secretions, from people coughing and sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all at risk, but there are people in our populations who are even at higher risk from complications of influenza. And those would be the very young, the seniors and the elderly in our population, people with underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, which is just so common, mm-hmm. and also pregnant women are at very high risk of complications from the flu. And so our best tool to protect ourselves from flu and its complications is to get vaccinated. And now's the time. It's not too late to get vaccinated. Flu season is here,
mm-hmm.
and the vaccines are available. And if you haven't been vaccinated, you certainly should go ahead and speak to your doctor and your pharmacist about the vaccines that are available.
Excellent. Well, Charisse, I want to bring you on. You and your husband, Joe, had an incredible experience, and you were one of those experiences that Dr. Friedland was referring to. Tell us about what happened to your son.
Yes. So back in October 2009, our healthy five-year-old son, Joseph, actually passed away from the flu. And,
oh, my God.
To say the least, that was a life-changing experience, and it has brought me to this national nonprofit organization, Families Fighting Flu, because we're hoping to raise awareness about the seriousness of influenza, the flu, and the critical importance of annual vaccination for everyone 6 months and older. And there's a lot of families like myself that are part of this organization.
Well, this is amazing, Charisse. Your five-year-old healthy son, and you rush him. The doctors that get him to the ER and check him out, and sure enough, he's diagnosed with influenza. What happened here?
Well, you know, his illness started off innocently enough. He was 5 years old, healthy in every way, threw up on the school bus. He was in kindergarten at the time. So called the pediatrician, ended up taking him to urgent care. You know, he had been vomiting throughout the day, fever, very lethargic. So when we got to urgent care, they found that his blood oxygen level was really low. So they immediately rushed him via ambulance to the local children's hospital. And he was initially diagnosed with pneumonia and then the flu, and ended up being H1N1 flu. But I do want to clarify that any strain of flu, any kind of flu, is equally dangerous.
Mm.
And he was in the hospital for 10 days. And, you know, he was initially admitted to the ICU, then downgraded and relatively stable most of those 10 days. It was really about the last 8 to 12 hours where suddenly his condition started rapidly deteriorating. His blood pressure plummeted suddenly. They couldn't really figure out what was going on. Back to the ICU we went, running all kinds of tests, and suddenly he coded, and they worked on him for 35 minutes and were unable to revive him.
Mm-hmm.
And his actual cause of death is complications of the flu. So, you know, he had been vaccinated that year. It was a little bit of a unique circumstance because it was the H1N1 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And although he had been vaccinated, H1N1, that particular strain, was not in the vaccine that year.
Right.
So, you know, I I had no idea before Joseph passed away how many people, including healthy children and adults, were severely affected, hospitalized, and even lost their lives to flu every year. And so that's why I became part of this organization, so that we could raise awareness in hopes to prevent more of these tragedies from happening.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Friedland, you started to talk about what we can do, you know, to protect ourselves. And, of course, we hear Cerise's heartbreaking story about her son, Joe, and we're grateful for her passion and her advocacy to come on the show like this and talk about her personal experience. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is much serious, much more serious than what maybe we want to believe, or we got to just, maybe part of it is we require a wake-up call to appreciate that this is very pervasive and much more serious, as I was suggesting.
Well, you're absolutely right. And this is the reason that the Centers for Disease Control recommends that everybody in the United States above the age of 6 months receive a flu vaccination every year, because it's so common and can be so serious, and because vaccination can help protect against getting the disease and against getting serious complications from the disease. And so we appreciate being on your show today to help raise awareness. I would direct your listeners to some websites to get some more information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
The Disease Control has an excellent resource to learn about influenza, the disease, and about vaccination and the various types of vaccines that are available, and where you can find the vaccines as well. And that's at cdc.gov/flu. So that's cdc.gov/flu. At the Families Fighting Flu website, where Cerise is involved as the chief operating officer, at familiesfightingflu.org, another excellent website to get information about influenza, to read about patient stories and how families have been impacted from influenza. And there's also a link there where you can type in your zip code and find out which doctor offices and pharmacies in your community have influenza vaccine available. The vaccine is widely available across the United States. Vaccination for influenza is covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the only barrier to getting this vaccine is to be aware of how important it is, and to take the time and the effort to get yourself vaccinated.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Leonard Friedland, Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs, thank you so much.
Money! Money! Money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
No, no, I want to shoot right undercover when I shoot you and get ready by the light rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fully independent and fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for AK and Cooler Talk time because I got to tell you, after last night, AK, lots of Cooler Talk, huh?
Oh, lots of Cooler Talk, and I'm not sure how much of it is fresh, baby. We all like to have that fresh feeling.
Right.
As the dust is settling and the autopsy begins, you know, it's quite the unfresh smell coming out of Alabama.
Well, what is this going to say about future elections now? Is this the political currency now? Is the sex card the harassment card? I mean, we know that sexual harassment is pervasive. Allegations can run like rampant. I mean, we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin earlier, and she's concerned that, you know, the fulcrum is going to go back 180 in the opposite direction to where women have an inordinate amount of influence on their statements, that they are taken 100% without question. And men could end up being in a tough situation. But I think that this is all part of the process. You know, we'll find the middle, but we're I think it's been a long time coming to address this issue, as you and I talked about last week and the week before. You know, to address this issue, but can we have enough adults in the room to where we do it responsibly? That I'm not sure, especially in light of what happened yesterday as well with Senator Gildebrand.
Well, yeah, I mean, President Trump got accused of, quote, slut-shaming her. You know, well, who pointed out that she was a slut in that tweet? You know,
right.
Because, you know, there was nothing in his tweet that said she was. But you know what? Let's use, since this has really gotten really juvenile and junior high in many ways, let's talk about easy, sleazy Gillibrand, who didn't have any problem bumping up against Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and any of the rest as she was climbing her way up.
Right.
So, you know, she's talking about some stench coming out of some elections. Let's talk about Gillibrand. In general, I will say, and I have said before, as a woman who suffered sexual harassment in the workplace, which is not the same thing as sexual abuse, the left has done a masterful job of conflating this, sexual harassment and sexual abuse of women, in the same way they have immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And they are exploiting women for political purposes. The Herman Cain they tried to Herman Cain President Trump and it didn't work. So now what they had to do was they had to trot out not just the sexual abuse card, but they had to go with the, well, it happened when I was 14, with a woman coming out 40 something years later.
Right.
And, you know, oh, well, her story was compelling. The way she said it was compelling. Well, you know what? It's compelling every time I go to the movies and I see an actress really do well spewing her script.
Right.
We're supposed to be a nation of laws. We are supposed to be a nation. That's what separates us from, you know, Cuba and from the old USSR, that we were innocent until proven guilty. Our founders did not want American citizens. That was one area that they knew that the government could overreach, right?
Exactly.
And punish us through politics. And that's what's happening here. And, you know,
yeah, the very thing, interestingly enough, that Hillary Clinton accused Donald Trump of doing, and even the media, that potentially he was going to do that to Hillary when we were talking about, you know, locking her up because of the lawlessness that that she has demonstrated and still not being held accountable for.
Well, yeah. And, oh, by the way, Alabama voters, and I got to tell you, I'm really angry today because I got family down there. And you know what? I actually put more trust in Alabama than I should have. Since I, you know, half my family is from down there. But then what would I expect for people to put hot dogs in their salad? We had a growing joke growing up in my family about the Opelika chef salad where they put hot dogs in it. There I said it. I'm angry today.
Hot dogs in the salad? Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Lordy.
But I got to tell you, seriously, Alabama, you decided instead that your morality, you couldn't vote for a man with unsubstantiated allegations, but you could vote for a man that supports killing children in the birth canal.
Right, exactly. Talk about abusing children, not to mention the fact that a lot of these children that are killed in the birth canal are because of gender choice. You talk about the war on women. What about the war on young babies, young female babies that are murdered in the womb, all in the name of women's rights?
Well, yeah, that's the line that they use. See, they don't care about women. That, you know, they didn't care about women in this election. They don't care about women at all in terms of anything related to sexual harassment or abuse. They use women. Just like they use minorities. This is all identity politics. The American people rejected it. But what happened in Alabama was they exploited not just women for politics, but they the good hearts of the people of Alabama.
Right.
Because just like nobody wants to be accused and have the racist stamp on them, nobody wants to be accused of supporting pedophiles.
Exactly. Or any kind of sexual harassment these days, because it's all hashtagged, and with it comes a powerful stamp of disapproval and rejection. And this is what the Democrats have become very effective. They are 10-degree black belts in invalidation. They're so frustrated right now that they cannot get to Trump, but that doesn't stop them from trying. So, you know, here it is. They're playing it out. Gillibrand picked it up yesterday. And, of course, as you mentioned and referred to, Elizabeth Warren chiming in and saying that Donald Trump was slut-shaming her. And she was the one that, Sanders Huckabee Sanders was referring to that, it's like, get your head out of the gutter, you know. But that's where Elizabeth Warren chose to put her head. It wasn't anybody did it. She put it there. But even the New York Post reminded everybody in a tweet back in February 27th of last year, a headline that read, "No one begs for cash more than Kirsten Gillibrand."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, her sins found her out. That ain't Trump's fault that she's been going around all sleazy-like. But I will tell you, I want to harken back, not past Gillibrand's past, to the Democrats in 2000 and all of their recount and putting America through hell, and it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Right now, coming out are allegations of shenanigans going on down by way of Mobile and last-minute, last-ditch emergency, you know, pleas to the courts for them to be able to destroy electronic evidence. reports of the same kind of stuff that goes on in Vegas where they're busing in illegals. There were supposedly ads put on Reddit to bus African Americans across the line from Mississippi into Alabama. It's a little too for me to see the turnout at like 96%. When do you ever have 96% of a general election turnout in the midterms?
Right.
Things are stinking out of Alabama, and if Al Gore could drag that state through a recount, I think we need to take a closer look at what happened down there. And there's too many Republicans rushing to put themselves. See, we don't see how we're acting today. We're accepting this. Aren't we the good guys? How stupid is that?
Well, and the other thing too, Andrea, that very little is talked about is that you had over 20,000 write-in votes that came from Republicans. Over 20,000, and we're talking the differential based on the numbers right now at about 20,000.
Right, and that reminds me of Shelby and Condoleezza Rice and her statement and others who, you know, I would prefer Jeff Flake, who's honest enough to send a cheesy little $100 check instead of hiding behind vote. Well, Shelby coming out, well, I voted for an independent because he's a good guy.
Yeah, right. Shelby. Yeah, we haven't argued that flawed logic from day one. I mean, ad nauseum is that, hey, look, you may hold on to some sort of dignity, but what are you doing for the country and what are you doing to support this president to make sure that he has enough cover to fulfill the policies that are needed that, you know, the swamp has ignored all these years? We've got a president moving on these things, whether it's tax reform, regulations, the economy is starting to hum. And meanwhile, you've got establishment types sitting on the side of the road that have nothing better to do but put a stick in the spokes of the economy to kind of muck up the works. We love these guys, right?
Well, they dragged their feet on Obamacare repeal and replace and tax reform into 18. If you look back at statements made by McConnell, it was, well, we just might not be able to get to this in our Congress because they wanted cover. They wanted to not have the majority so they could go back into the excuse mode of, well, we just got to work with the left because we just don't have enough votes to get anything through. See, it's not really that we're a bunch of big government, big taxation liberals in disguise. We just don't have enough people to push it through. It's a sham.
Well, it is. It, you know, for years they've been saying, hey, look, give us the House. And then if we only have the Senate. Well, and if we have the White House. Now you got all three. What's your excuse?
That's why they needed this. They needed Jones to win. And that's why the GOP establishment did everything that they could. But I have to go back to the original sin here, which was the nomination of Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. Mm-hmm. Who turned right around and recused himself. Now we got nothing by way of a competent AG, and we've got Jones now stepping in his seat. Sessions should have stayed where he was.
Yeah, well, no question when you talk about the original sin, you look back on it now, and I question it when, you know, Franken kind of put Sessions, of all people, Franken put Sessions in a corner, and Sessions got outworked by a second-time senator. With all his experience and his prosecutorial experience and legal experience, amazing, a non-attorney backs him in a corner and gets him to recuse himself. You know, it's quite the study, I think.
All right. Well,
just saying.
The study of shame. The study
really?
Of shame on the establishment and the swamp.
Well, hot dogs in your salad. I'm still trying to get my brain around this. And what do they call that?
The Opelika chef salad. That's what we call it.
Opelika. Well, there it is.
Opelika chef salad.
A.K. Andrea K. on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, A.K. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to